Oaken 2?
Yeah.
For what class? King?
Whichever one was
there.
Probably.
She said
it was. Do you remember any of the answers?
I'm not on
your
mind.
Oh.
It's like actually, I close my eyes and all I see is this fucking mom.
I think your girlfriend's in my Open 2 class.
Is she really?
Yeah, we have Frank.
Oh.
Frank, we go genuinely.
Frank, duh.
40 Arabic questions. 30 minutes.
You're cooked.
What? I already did it and I did it in
30 minutes. Dom's just like, you suck.
No, I didn't mean it was a 30 minute exam.
No,
that was
no.
Terrible.
Alright, I call this meeting to order on May 7th at 6:30 in the Joe Crowley Student Union. Moving on to agenda item number 2, compliance with Nevada Open Meeting Law. Was the agenda posted 3-4 working days before 9 a.m., not including the meeting date? It was. Is the meeting taking place on the day, week, month, day, year, at the time and location listed on the agenda? It is. And is the Zoom link working and available to the public? It is. Moving on to agenda item number 3, land acknowledgement. We acknowledge that the University of Nevada, Reno is situated on the traditional homelands of the Northern Paiute, Washoe, Western Shoshone, Southern Paiute peoples. These lands continue to be a gathering place for indigenous peoples, and we recognize their deep connections to these places. We extend our appreciation for the opportunity to live and learn on their territory. Moving down to agenda item number 4, roll call. Will the secretary please list the roll call?
Chair Radke?
Present.
Senator Kane?
Present.
Senator Castro?
Present.
Senator Evans?
Present.
Senator Horse?
Present.
Senator Horvath?
Present.
Senator Saporito?
Absent, unexcused.
Senator Schirschel?
Present on Zoom.
Senator Jamona Wilbur?
Present.
All quorum is present.
Thank you. Okay, moving on to agenda item number 5, public comment. Is there any public comment?
Good evening, my name is Emma Doty. I'm a former senator. I once served on this committee on Democratic Consent Engagement. I was also once the liaison to Veteran Services. And that's the background for what I'm talking about today. I'm sure you all saw a couple of weeks ago that the Nevada Air National Guard was deployed to the Middle East for the Iran War, as was acknowledged in a post by the university on April 2nd. And there were several comments that suggested this has already been harmful to those students academically, as well as in all the other ways. I'll show my cards here. I think this war is stupid and we shouldn't be deploying anyway. So I'm here to encourage whoever becomes the liaison to Veteran Services tonight to prioritize reaching out on this issue. Were these students able to finish and get credit for this semester? If not, could they be refunded the amount the National Guard covered for this semester? Has the university taken steps to assist with the leave of absence process? I had a leave of absence in 2022 to 23 due to illness, and it is a huge amount of paperwork that is really hard when you're sick, and that I would guess is also really hard to manage while in the process of being deployed. Our federal government gets to comfortably make decisions thousands of miles from the front lines send our students there. And you guys have the power to represent our students better than our government is currently doing. Thank you.
Is there any other public comment? Okay, seeing no more public comment, we're gonna move down to agenda item number 6. There are no minutes to be approved at this time. So we're gonna skip past that and move past to agenda item number 8, reports. Since this is our first meeting and nobody's been assigned a liaison position, I'm just gonna open the floor to reports. So if you have a report, please make a motion. Seeing as there are no reports, I'm going to move down to agenda item number 9, old business. There's no old business to be discussed. We're going to move down to agenda item number 10, which is, oh, sorry guys. We are going to agenda number 10, SBR 94, resolution support Nevada, question 6. So there's two authors in the room. Would the authors like to give a brief synopsis of the piece?
I would love to. Senator Bears the record. SR 94, a resolution support Nevada ballot question 6. Senator Castro and I both agree this is something we need to have support for, as abortion access is important to continue to have in Nevada. The question is phrased, should the Nevada Constitution be amended to create an individual's fundamental right to an abortion without interference by state or local governments, whether whenever abortion is performed by a qualified healthcare professional until fetal viability or when necessary to protect the life of a pregnant individual at any point during the pregnancy. This amendment would establish a right to abortion in the Nevada Constitution until fetal viability or when to protect the life or health of a pregnant patient. The amendment would establish the right cannot be denied, burdened, or infringed upon unless justified by a compelling state interest, which would be defined as an interest which is limited exclusively to the state interest in protecting, maintaining, and improving the health of an individual who is seeking abortion care that's consistent with accepted clinical standards of practice. On November 5th of 2024, Nevada voters passed Question 6 by 64.36%. This initiated the constitutional amendments needed to be approved in two even number election years in Nevada. Question 6 will be passed again by voters for this initiative to go into effect. Abortion access is incredibly important in Northern Nevada, and we need to continue to keep this level of access we currently have to ensure Nevada residents continue to have abortion access. This resolution states that we, as the Senate of the Associated Students of the University of Nevada, support the passage of Question 6. As Nevadans have voted for this before, we represent Nevada students, and showing support is important for the turnout of the vote during midterms. And then Senator Castro, did you have anything you wanted to add?
Yes, I just wanted to add another brief point, which is also that abortion access also deeply affects college choice, which is another reason why the University of Nevada, Reno should be highly incentivized to speak on their support for the peace and for the resolution. Other than that, thank you to Senator Barris.
Is there any questions for the authors? Seeing if there's no questions, we're moving on to discussions. Anyone like to discuss? Okay. I'll now be going on to a vote to favorably recommend SBR 94A, resolution in support of Nevada Question 6. I'm seeking a motion to favorably recommend SBR 94, a resolution in support of Nevada Question 6 through unanimous consent.
So moved.
So moved by Senator Castro. Is there a second?
Second.
Seconded by Senator Evans. Seeing that it's been second, this resolution has been passed.
Is there any dissent?
Yeah. Okay. Seeing no dissent, that resolution has been favorably recommended. Okay. I'm going to be moving on to... Okay, I'm going to moving on to agenda item number 11A, liaison changes and additions. So I'm going to open the floor to liaison changes and additions. The proper language to add yourself to a liaison would be, I motion to appoint myself to the office of blank through unanimous consent. So I'm going to open the floor. Senator Jamona Wilbur.
I motion to appoint myself to the office of liaison to the Department of Government Affairs. Unanimous consent.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Senator Evans. Is there any dissent? Okay, seeing no dissent, you are the liaison to the Department of Government Affairs. Senator Castro?
I motion to appoint myself to the liaison office of Washington County Register of Voters to unanimous consent.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Senator Evans. Is there any dissent? Seeing that you are now the liaison to Washoe County Register of Voters.
I motion to place myself as the liaison to the Office of Coordinator of Student Engagement and Outreach.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second.
Second by Senator Castro. Is there any dissent? Seeing no dissent, that motion has been passed. Liaison, Senator Evans.
Yeah, I motion to place myself as liaison position to the Department of Campus and of Public Relations and to the Department of Veteran Services by unanimous consent.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Senator King. Is there any dissent? Okay, seeing no dissent, you have been added to that liaison position. Senator Forth, do you have any? Were you just did the liaison position, so.
Oh, okay, that's all right.
If you wanted to appoint yourself to one. Of who just defined themselves.
I was not able
to do it fast enough.
Okay, yeah, so I've got it recorded too.
Okay.
What positions do we have open? Then?
So, okay, I just have Jamona Wilbur as Department of Government Affairs and then Evans as Veteran Services.
And what? Campus relations.
And campus relations.
Yes.
Okay.
And then
okay.
I'm Washoe County Registered Voters.
Okay.
And then no one else is on it. Or
coordinator, when you're ready.
To the liaison position of Senator Associate Director of Student Engagement.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Senator Evans. Is there any dissent? Seeing no dissent, my motion has been passed. And then Senator Horvath.
I motion to appoint myself to the liaison of Offerman of Office of Government Relations and Community Engagement.
Is there a second?
Second.
Is there any dissent? Seeing no dissent, my motion has been passed. Okay. Senator Searchel, did you have any liaison positions?
Yeah, I was just wondering which ones are left.
Okay, so it's going to be, I move to appoint myself to the office of blank through unanimous consent.
Okay. Perfect. I move to appoint myself to the office of coordinator of Democratic Engagement and Special Events through unanimous consent.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Senator Jemima Wilbur. Is there any dissent? Seeing no dissent, that motion has been passed. I believe the only one that is left is, let me see. Is it coordinator of student engagement outreach? Okay, I believe that's.
Yeah, that's left.
Okay.
Coordinator,
that was me. Yeah.
That was okay. You? Okay, sorry guys. Does anybody have Senior Associate Director of Student Engagement and stuff?
Yeah.
Guys, I literally can't remember. Okay.
Senator
Radke. Yeah.
Gosh, I keep forgetting the new name of it, but O'Slice.
You're right. So. Okay. So did you want to point yourself on?
I move to place myself on the liaison position of O'Slice through unanimous consent.
Is there a second?
Second.
Okay. Is there any dissent? Or seconded by Senator Castro. Is there any dissent? Okay, seeing no dissent, that motion has been passed. All right. I think that filled all of our liaison positions, so there we go. All right. We're gonna move on to agenda item 11B, election of vice chair. I will now open the floor for any nominations. If there are any nominations at this time.
I nominate myself for vice chair of DCE.
Do you accept this nomination?
Yeah.
Okay. Senator Jemima Wilbur.
I nominate myself for vice chair of DCE.
Do you accept this nomination?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So nominees are allowed to stay in the room, but you're recommended to leave. Senator Horst will go first since you were nominated first. And I will get your presentation.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll bring
it. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
I was hoping
I
was
going
to
have a laptop, but that was hilarious. No, you're all good.
Oh, sorry. That sounds pretty out there, but I can't find.
Do
you
have
to
put
the
mic there?
Oh,
I'm sure I'll just have to terribly. So whenever you're ready.
Okay. So, hello everyone. This is my presentation for Vice Chair. So here's my agenda for my presentation. First, I have a little bit about myself. Second is my qualification. Third are my goals as Vice Chair. And fourth is what I would do as Vice Chair, if we have time. So a little bit about me. I'm a political science and Spanish major with an unofficial minor in business. My hobbies include the club soccer team, watching TV, reading interior design, and this is from a recent concert I went to, if you guys know Didi Perez. My future, so I'd really like to be a lawyer. I'm not sure which kind yet, but I know that law school is for me. And fun facts, I lived in Reno for 18 years. I went to UCSC last year, and I have a cat, a dog, and 4 chickens. So, here are my qualifications. So, on the left, we have leadership positions. So, I was an Oak Senator. That's the adjacent of being an ASU and a UCSC. I was National Honor Society President, I was choir officer, yearbook editor, I hold a clerk position at RDMW, which is a law firm in Midtown, and I was a committee leader within the ASUN internship. So some community givebacks that I did and do is volunteer soccer coach, and I worked at the Aces ballpark, and I did trash cleanups. Some leadership attributes I have is I'm organized, flexible, empathetic, and hardworking. And some extras is I'm in Phi Alpha Delta, was in their career mentorship program, I graduated in December, and I'm very passionate about making change in my community, and I think this is a great first step to getting involved. So, goals for DCE is to increase voting numbers on campus, create a informed student body, work efficiently, and create change. So first, for increased voting numbers, most college students do not engage in primaries, and usually only engage in presidential elections, so I think this is a perfect way to get students involved. If I have time on those specifics. Second is to create an informed student body. An informed student body is a healthy student body. Students should know who they are voting for and what their policies are. Understanding candidate platforms is integral in making a decision. Working efficiently. We don't have a lot of time. We only have a few months until primaries, and student voices need to be heard. There's less time, less than a month, to register to vote for primaries, which I don't think most people know. And students need to know now. So, and fourth, we have create change. We have the opportunity to create an informed student body that is able to understand their government and what affects our livelihoods. That is our job as DCE members. Okay, fourth, specific initiatives. So, first, I have holding tabling outside of popular student spots. During my campaign, tabling was super important. I passed out stickers, I asked about questions, or I asked about problems, and I informed students about ASUN. Many students did not know. This was a fantastic way to reach out to them, and I think by handing out pamphlets, pencils, I don't know, a little snack, it's a great way to engage students and to get them involved. Social media. Many people rely on social media for news. Whether that's good or bad is extremely debatable, but students still use it nonetheless, so it is a medium of communication. Three is to use easy-to-use infographics on flyers and social media. I feel like it's gonna stop students from registering to vote if they have to find a website online and then register and then go through the process without knowing what they're actually doing. So I think having a real understanding of how to register is extremely important. Fourth, updates on the ASUN Canvas webpage. So as an honor senator, we make weekly honors updates. We're working on one right now. And a lot of students, this is from Madison Kitts, this is where I got my survey information from, was she told me that a lot of honor students got involved. For example, there was, a Colossi open last session, and 4 out of 6 people were honors college members who wanted to join, and they learned from her little weekly letters. And so I believe it's a great way to get students involved. Okay, and that is all. Thank you for listening.
Okay. Are there any questions?
Thank you.
Okay. All right. 4 minutes to present.
All right.
And you can start with your room.
Hello, everyone.
Oh,
sorry.
Oh, my God. Okay.
My name is Angelo Jamona Wilber. I'm a senator for the College of Business, and I'm up here to discuss why I'd like to be vice chair, and hopefully have you guys hear me out and keep me in consideration. And just to start, you know, the obligatory about me page that we've seen from a bunch of senators a bunch of times now. Born and raised in Reno, I'm a first-year student. I'm majoring in international business when I can finally declare that as my business major, and political science. I was a Gulf Affairs intern during the 93rd, part of the reason why I wanted to join DCE, a big reason why I picked Gulf Affairs as the liaison. I love Gulf Affairs. I learned a lot from them. At McQueen High School in Northwest Reno, I was active on the speech and debate team, student government. I was the secretary treasurer for 4 years, and I was in choir and choir leadership there. I'm a massive sports fan, love the Giants, the Knicks, the Rangers, the Yankees, and of course the Wolfpack. And I am the youngest of three brothers and newly an uncle, so that's pretty neat. But kind of to move on into like the bulk of it, my goals that I'd like to accomplish as a vice chair, first is with outreach. I want to get it set up so that senators giving public comment can count as outreach, because that's something that I learned as an intern for Gov Affairs, is something we've struggled with having senators get out and do, give public comment at Board of Regents, City Council, State Legislature, and we really think that that's very important to have the senators go out, to have as many people as we possibly can go out, and that would not only incentivize it, but also give senators, that would incentivize it for senators to go out and give public comment and have the voices of their colleges heard. Then coming up, we have the 2026 midterm elections. I want to get the pack out there to vote, or I guess kind of in here, into the Joe to vote. And then, of course, also something I want to do is inform students who's on the ballot, what the ballot measures mean, have us out there, have other senators out there with big pieces of paper. People can come up to us, what's question four about? And then we can be like, oh, here's question four. You vote yes, this is what yes means. When you vote no, this is what no means. Who's running for this position? Oh, here's the people on the ballot, and here's like their main goals. Try to stay nonpartisan about it, and just inform the students of who's on the ballot so they can properly make their votes instead of just kind of going off of who they see if they don't have the time to get out and get their information prior to coming to vote. Another thing I want to make sure to do is with minutes. I have some experience taking minutes, both audio and written, from high school. As the secretary treasurer, I had to do that for the student government. And then I also had to do that for the choir leadership as a community outreach coordinator. That was something that was just kind of pushed onto me last minute there, but I figured out how to do it, and it was really good experience. Some good skills I learned from that. And also, I want to establish and form a great working relation with the secretaries, and make sure that we're helping them out as much as we can. Another thing that I think would be very good to do is with the Veterans Luncheon. Is we can bring in local students. I remember as a choir student at McQueen High School and at Billinghurst Middle School, we had events where we would sing the songs for all of the branches of the armed forces at like Veterans Day events, at Memorial Day events. If we could have our local students come to UNR, they would not only be getting used to campus prior to coming here for college, but they'd also be helping out and showing our veterans what they mean to our city, to our town. Then another thing I'd love to do is more with public comment is get a blank public comment template onto the ASUN website for students to access easily. And then hopefully along with that, put upcoming meetings, how they can give public comment, how they can find the agendas, so students have an easier access and easier path to getting their voice heard in front of the legislator, Board of Regents, City Council, even if they're writing into the federal government. So our students' voices are heard. And then another thing I'd love to do is hold more events to encourage students to give public comment. It is one of our strongest tools as students, having our voices heard. We did an event as Gov Affairs interns called Don't Chicken Out, where we actually had to end early because we gave out over 700 chicken nuggets from McDonald's to students in 4-packs. And everyone's coming up and they're like, what's this about? And a lot of them were there to just get the food, but they still were taking pictures of our forms, taking flyers, seeing like, oh, I can give public comment at the ASUN Senate meetings. I can give public comment at committee meetings. A lot of stuff that they didn't know they could do. They didn't know, or they didn't know how to do it, how to go about it. And so that was very helpful to get out there and inform students how they can get democratically and civically aligned. And that's just about all I got here for you guys today. Thank you guys.
Thank you. Does anybody have any questions for the candidate? Thank you so much. We are now going to move on to abate. Actually, Jason, do I have to read the customary thing?
Yes.
It has been customary for the body to consider the character, professional competence, physical or mental health, or other matters permissible under NRS 241-033. Under NRS 241-031, the election may not be closed. When the body has conducted its deliberations, it may approve the nominations, reject the nominations, or take no action. Okay, I will now open the floor to a debate. Senator Horvath.
I think for the first time in my Senate career of like 3 weeks, we have two immensely great candidates. I actually like both of them. I'm pretty neutral right now. With Senator Horst, the part that stands out to me the most is her yearbook experience. I was also a yearbook editor at one point, and that's not for the weak. And I feel like there's a correlation between being a yearbook editor and doing DC stuff like this. But also, the part about Jimona Wilbur that sticks out to me is his public comment stuff. I really, truly do like that idea. And so, until I hear other stuff, I'm neutral right now.
Senator Evans.
I think I'm leading Wilbur here. I think they're both good candidates. I just think Wilbur, from his presentation, it kind of seems like he knows more about the duties of vice chair. I liked I'm talking about Veterans Luncheon. I think these are like all very pivotal things to like what it is to be vice chair at DC. I do think they're both very good. I'm just leaning Wilbur here, my personal opinion.
Any other discussion? Okay. All right. Seeing no more discussion, we are now move on to a vote. We're going to move on to a roll call vote. So when your name is called, indicate the candidate you will choose by saying your last name.
Okay. No, I got it. Okay. And I don't call you, correct?
No.
Okay, perfect. Senator Kane?
Jimona Wilbur.
Okay. Senator Castro?
Jimona Wilbur.
Senator Evans.
Jimona Wilbur.
Senator Horvath.
Jimona Wilbur.
Senator Saporito.
Jimona Wilbur.
Senator Schirschel.
Jimona Wilbur.
Six Jimona Wilbers and zero Horse.
Thank you. Congratulations to Senator Jimona Wilbur. Right. Okay, we're now going to be moving on to agenda item 12, public comment. Is there any public comment?
Jason Ezo, Speaker of the 94th Senate, for the record. Just want to say amazing job. As most of you in this room know, I was previously chair of this committee before Senator Radke, and I have full confidence Senator Radke is going to carry us through this election season. If any members of the committee do have questions about past initiatives or anything that's new to the committee after the bill I passed last session to reform it, then please do not hesitate to reach out. So that's all I'm saying.
Awesome. Any other public comment? Okay. We're going to move down to agenda item 13, adjournment. I adjourn this meeting on May 7th at 7 p.m. in the Joe Crowley Student Union. Thank you, guys.